This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to do a very quick drop by of the trade-related fallout in the markets today by making two very quick observations. First of all, traders do seem to be taking the president's tariff threats a good deal more seriously today than they did yesterday. Who knows why that is? And number two, honestly, it is just kind of wait and see now. There is a Chinese delegation due in Washington for meetings Thursday. Tariffs are set to take effect, we are told, at 12:01 a.m. Friday. Those are new tariffs, I should say, from 10 to 25%, just to recap. So there is that. Elsewhere, though, in American trade policy, there is news of the U.S. export economy. The Export-Import Bank, which helps finance the sale of Made in America products overseas, hasn't been at full strength since 2014. But as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, that might change this week.
For years, the Ex-Im Bank has been the subject of debate. Is it a valuable tool to help U.S. companies sell abroad, or does it mainly benefit big multinationals that don't really need its support? The White House is in the valuable tool camp, says Gary Heffbauer with the Peterson Institute.
We have a president who is quite focused on increasing U.S. exports. And historically, the Ex-Im Bank has fostered U.S. exports.
But since the bank can't approve financing over $10 million, it's just doing a lot less than it used to.
The bank is operating at a level it hasn't seen in maybe 40 or 50 years.
Fred Hochberg is a former president and chairman of the Export-Import Bank. In 2016 and 2017, he was its sole board member. He says during the Obama years, the bank financed roughly $15 to $20 billion a year.
Over the last year, it did about $3.5 billion in financings.
The bank may soon be back to full muster, thanks in part to recently changed rules in how the Senate confirms presidential nominees. But the bank's near disappearance has given its critics new ammunition. Veronique Desrougets at George Mason's Mercatus Center says despite its reduced capacity,
we found is basically the impact on export was absolutely, there was none, as we expected.
An issue that's sure to come up when the bank's charter needs to be renewed again this fall. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.